rewards. So every time I play ping pong at Glen Pine Pavilion, that is next to Kokizam Center, I go to the swimming pool over there after, and after that I reward myself with something from TNT in Coquitlam Mall. It is in a plastic cup, it is sealed, and it is tapioca, that kind of small balls with milk and coconut. It's awesome, and the taste reminds of some bars they sell at Dollarama. Bueno, I think it's called, with coconut and chocolate, something like this. Victor Echo 7 Lima Charlie Golf, Daniel Echo Coquitlam, back to net control.
Yeah, the Bueno Minis, that's a favorite of Bruce in Radway, Alberta. And tapioca pudding, good stuff. I never used to like it as a kid, but I really like tapioca a lot, yeah.
It's not pudding. They have another version as pudding with mango and separately one with coconut. It's also $2.99. It's a smaller size. This one liquid in milk, it's also $2.99, and it is bigger, probably, if you consider the big one 100%, the small one, the pudding, it's 75%. Same price, $2.99 plus taxes at TNT. Back to net control.
Yeah, I know the one you mean. That is very, very tasty stuff. I was going to ask you as well, Daniel, can you get the Bueno Minis at TNT?
To be honest, I didn't look yesterday. I know Dollarama, it's in the same Coquitlam mall. And also they have it at Safeway when you go out. Not at Safeway, No Frills when you go out. Safeway, it is a kind of luxury, expensive store. So over there, I suppose security guards are many of them, employees, many of them, and buyers, you cannot see anybody. Victor Echo 7 Lima Charlie Golf monitoring.
Yeah, as Bruce mentioned, Dollarama for the Bueno Minis as well. I'll have to check there. All right, thanks, Daniel. 73, you have yourself a great day.
73.
Victor Alpha 7 Zulu Tango November. Good morning, Zazimo.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. I just want to say hello to you and hello everyone on the net. And that's it. I got nothing more to say except just be safe on the road. Victor Alpha 7 Zulu Tango November 73. Love you all.
Thanks, Lucy. You have yourself a fantastic day, and 73. Let's see. I think I had one more. Of course, I can't read my writing. I know it was Alonzo. Alonzo, I can't. I don't know what I wrote down here for your call sign. You'll have to remind me. Victor Echo 7.
Victor Echo 7, Delta Juliet Yankee. Good morning, Randy. Good morning, everyone in the net. Thank you for taking my check-in. I really appreciate it. And anyway, you have a good day, and 73.
Good stuff. Thanks for saving me on your call sign there, Alonso. I knew it was you. I just couldn't remember. I wrote down chicken scratch here, so thanks a lot. And 73, you have a great day. All right, so we're going to carry on with the roll call. We're at the halfway point. If we missed anybody, just feel free to jump in any old time. I leave a nice long break after each call out. With that, next on my list was Daniel. He's already in and out. Victor Echo 7, Lima Echo Echo. Good morning, Ted.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Alpha Sierra.
Oh, there's Lloyd. All right, good stuff. I did call you before the break. Victor Alpha 7, Lima Alpha Sierra. Good morning, Lloyd.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. Yeah, I just said, oh my goodness, I forgot about the Rainbow Country Net, because today is garbage day and swimming day, so thanks for running the net, and 7-3.
7-3, Lloyd, thanks for coming back. You have yourself a great day. Okay, so no response from Ted. We didn't hear from Hiroshi this morning. Victor Alpha 7, Lima Echo Tango.
Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Mike Kilo.
Hiroshi, but we got a couple there. We'll start with Tex. Let's make sure. I think he's Victor Echo. Where are you, Tex? You're not even showing up on my sheet here. Anyways, Victor Echo 7, X-ray Echo Tango. Good morning, Tex.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I was going to listen to the whole net this morning, and I still may, but the YL wants me to do a few things, so I have to get bundled up to go outside and run around on the tractor for a bit.
Well, tractor's always fun. Just make sure you work safe. Oh, that's why I couldn't find you. I was looking for T-E-X. It's X-E-T. There you are, and it's a Victor Alpha 7. Now we got her straight. Thanks, Tex. Have a great day, 73.
73. Thanks for hosting.
Victor Alpha.
I heard you on the recheck, Bob. Bear with me. Got one in front of you. Victor Echo 7, Tango Mike Kilo. Michael and Linda.
Yeah, sorry to jump in. We're just headed out the door to go and get our COVID shots. Finally got ourselves a shot at it close by, so we'll go down and get that out of the way, the COVID shot, the flu shots, so we should be A-OK, I think. So they tell me. Anyway, you have a good day. Thanks for taking my call. Victor Echo 7, Tango Mike Kilo.
You feel free to jump in there anytime, Michael. Travel safely. Hi to Linda and Barney, too. 73.
Victor Alpha 7,
hey, good morning, Randy. This is Victor Alpha 7, Mike November, Lima, contact.
All right, I got a couple there, RXR, MNL, standby 1 second. We got a recheck. I think it was VE7, RPX.
You guessed correctly, Victor Echo 7, Romeo, Papa X-ray. Okay, I'll try and make this as quick as possible. I don't know how many people watch that CBC show called Murdoch Mysteries. And right now in the series, they're at the year 1913. And one of the clues they get is a fellow was baking a thing with kind of a cake sort of, and then butter and chocolate on top. And they're trying to think, well, this was originated in Nanaimo, and they're trying to figure out a name for it. So they finally came down with Nanaimo Squares. Anyway, a little bit of a laugh there, seems we're talking about sweets.
Hey, good name for it, too. And, yeah, we're into the Christmas sweets season here pretty soon, so those baked goods will start making the rounds.
Absolutely. I can only eat one Nanaimo bar at a time. After that, I get too wired on the sugar. Okay, thanks. Thanks again, Randy. Back to you.
Echo 7, Lima, Golf Tingle.
Thanks for coming back, Bob. And, Larry, I heard you two in front of you. We're going to go first to Roselle, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-ray Romeo.
Good morning, Randy, and everyone on net. I'm just headed to work late today. I had an appointment, and I was jammed up. But, headed in now. So, starting to rain. Take care. Have a great day. 73, thanks for doing the net.
Thanks, Roselle. As long as they know you're coming in late. Mobile, easy, don't rush. 73. In with Lorenzo, Victor Alpha 7, Mike November, Lima. Sounded like he was in a rush.
Hi, Randy, good morning. Thank you for checking on the net. I'm Victor Alpha 7, Mike November, Lima. I have a comment about the chocolates. I like the Toblerone, and then I like most of the Snickers. Chocolate. And good day to everybody in the net, and 73, back to you, Randy.
Yeah, I like the Toblerone, too. It was only mentioned four times yesterday, and I think it was, I can't remember now, I think it might have been Erland mentioned that Superstore sells an exact clone of Toblerone. It's a little bit bigger and differently shaped triangle, but maybe give that one a try. Anyways, thanks for being there, Lorenzo. You have a great one. And 73. Victor Echo 7 Lima Golf Tango. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. What's the question today?
No question today. We're getting some spillover from yesterday, that's for sure. Yesterday was National Candy Day, so we had a question, what is your favorite candy? The day was won out by dark chocolate, which was a shocker to me.
I am a dark person. I do like dark chocolate. If I eat, I used to like the, you know, probably 80-85% or something like that. If you get any more pure, it sort of becomes a bit too bitter. But yeah, the really dark chocolate. I love dark chocolate. And, it's kind of funny. I was thinking of old chocolate bars. Somebody was talking about old chocolate bars with me somewhere, and all of a sudden the other day, FQ popped into my mind, and I haven't seen those for years.
Say the name again. What was it that popped into your mind?
Chew. It was a mint chewy, chocolate coated chewy mint.
Oh yeah, I remember those. I was never a big fan. I don't know. I don't usually don't go for mint in my chocolate. Although chocolate mint ice cream is pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I've been eating peanut butter cups all morning. Sort of work, unload the trailer and. Oh, ran up there and grabbed a handful out of my locker and eating those, keep going, but I'm heading out for lunch now. But, yeah, here's a question for you. Is a wagon wheel a chocolate bar or a cookie?
I don't know, but I can't buy those anymore. I just eat the whole box. I think it comes with like 8 or 10 or 12 of them or whatever the case may be. I do know this. The wagon wheels themselves are about half the size of what they used to be when I was a kid.
Yeah, so D6XDT again. They definitely are, but the corporate guys will tell you that your hands have just got bigger.
Yeah, I don't believe them one bit. And I heard you, Bruce. I'll be with you in a second.
Hey, thanks for checking. 7CV7LGT.
Thanks for playing, Larry. Have yourself a great day. Look at that sweet tooth. It's just nagging at Bruce there. Victor Echo 6, X-Ray Tango Charlie.
Believe it or not, you can still get wagon wheels. Of course, they are little guys these days, not as big as the kind I remember as a kid, but still, you know, it's too bad I didn't measure them with a ruler. Anyway, there's a store chain called Red Apple, and it's a discount store, and they have them here in Alberta, and I don't know if there's Red Apples in BC. There might be, but they have the orange flavor and the strawberry-flavored ones, not just the plain ones, so.
Yeah, the strawberry ones are good. I like the plain ones myself. They have them at, well, they used to have them at Safeway here, and now they have like a knockoff brand, the Compliments brand. They don't call it a wagon wheel. They call it something else. But, yeah, so I'll have to find the wagon wheel brand, even though I'm not allowed to buy them. But as far as the strawberry stuff, I used to like those cookies. I don't remember what exactly they're called, but they're like covered in chocolate with marshmallow inside. There's a little strawberry jam in there and a kind of like a Graham wafer on the bottom. You remember those?
Are they called eclairs? Because we used to have those when I was at Jericho Hill School for the Blind, and we would go, and they were expensive, but they were so good.
They might be. I can't remember what they were called. They came in like a cookie box, and there was, I don't know, maybe 12 or 16 of them in the box or whatever the case may be. And Mom used to have to hide them up. We'd be climbing the counters to get at those.
Where there's a way, there's a kid.
Exactly. The dangerous things we do to get our snack.
That's true.
I know when I was a latchkey kid, my sisters as well, and we came home one day on April 1st, April Fool's Day, to a note on the door from Mom that there's a big chocolate cake in the fridge and we're welcome to have some. And, of course, we went running to the fridge and, yeah, big note that said April Fool's. Not fun, Mom.
Oh, someone wants in. Anyway, yeah, let's...